Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
What about the evidence that should have been gathered? We're talking about like the Ring doorbell videos, not only from the house, but from the neighbors. I mean, there were so many other pieces that were just, I don't know, glossed over? Was it just bad police work, bad investigative work? I know there was a snowstorm going on at that moment, and so that probably would hinder things to a certain extent. But we never went back. Nobody ever went back and looked at some of these things at the time where they could have had access to them. And it makes you, you know, go, well, why? You know, is there some reason you don't want those things found? Or is it just simply, at the end of the day, incompetence that's masquerading as a cover-up?
It's an interesting question, and I think it's a really, really valid one, because one thing that I do is I never take for granted relationships. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's so many rules, processes, and procedures inside of government organizations. Like inside the FBI, we have the operational guidelines. I mean, we got books and manuals that are this thick. Mm-hmm. You know, telling us what we can and can't do. And I think I've even said it on the show before, if they want to get you, they're going to get you. Mm-hmm. You know, they will find a rule that you've broken or some nuance of something, because it's so voluminous. My premise for everything I did was, how do you inspire someone to not want to get you so you can still get the mission done? It's based on good, healthy, strong relationships. I mean, the greatest work is accomplished because we have great, strong relationships. We create great allies in our fight for justice or fight for righteousness and all things we're doing. And so that is my precursor to looking at this case. And when I see potential mishandling of collecting evidence, or is it incompetence, the first thing that my mind goes to is, how strong were the relationships he had inside the department so that when someone first shows up on the crime scene to conduct an investigation, is their mind already confirmation biased positively towards the individual that their mind's automatically going to be trying to protect? Mm-hmm. Or is it an unknown entity to them? They are going to be more objective, because these things are extremely subjective to human beings, no matter what anyone says anywhere, even jury selections. You know, no matter anyone, you know, you get your jury's instructions and all these things. Well, both defense and prosecution go through a huge process of selecting juries to try to do the best they can to eliminate biases. Are they effective? Not 100%, because mm-hmm. we're human beings.
Yeah.
Same thing when you have investigators rolling up on a scene and you have law enforcement involved. I want to look at, understand the relationships that were established before they even showed up.
And that's a very interesting point. I mean, there's a lot of probably self-preservation going on here for everybody in this case. Mm-hmm. And then you can be surprised sometimes by the way people will react, even people that you thought that you knew. I was just reading your book this morning, The Sizing People Up. Everybody go read it, go download it, go get it. And it was interesting to me with the way you were talking about what happened on 9/11 with people that you thought you knew and trusted, and some really came through without a doubt and gave their own lives, and some retreated back, people that you thought that, you know, wouldn't do that. But when it comes to something like this, where there is, I mean, it's, you know, it wasn't 9/11, but it certainly was a major trauma in these people's lives at that moment in time, affecting them all directly, which could dramatically alter the course of their life going forward. People are going to act very much in their own interest, even if yes. it's not in a very ethical way. And that's yes. what I wonder how much is going on here is there's so many people all acting solely in that, and ethics and morals go out the window. It's all about me at the end of the day, and the rest be damned.
Yeah, and I think so, absolutely. And it's one of the things I think people in departments don't want to hear this. I think the first thing you do as soon as you hear, again, you're not going to know until the first responders show up on scene. But as soon as you find out that it's someone from your own department or someone at the local level or, you know, involved in some sort of crime like this, the first thing you need to do in order to ensure the integrity of the case, the investigation, is call in a different agency to investigate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need objectivity.
An unbiased.
You really need objectivity. You need it. Yeah. And it's not because, and here's the thing I really want to emphasize here. It's not because any of these people involved thought they were going, like consciously thought, I'm going to do something wrong. I want to do something wrong. No, it's our human nature for self-preservation and survival and to feel safe that that our mind doesn't think with objectivity. Mm-hmm. You know, I am, you know, look at all the I statements I'm making. I love human behavior. I can be extremely objective when I'm offering my thoughts, opinions, advice, guidance to others, like with about 90 to 95% accuracy with helping people see objective clarity with the relationships in their lives. For myself, maybe 60 or 70%. I have my own loving critic in my life because I am not objective. When I'm emotionally attached to the outcome that I'm seeking, I cannot nearly be objective as I need to be. I'm mm-hmm. decent at it, but you know who's better? My wife.
Sure. Sure.
You know, or a loving critic in your life. Now, like Tony, you're our example, you and me together. I deeply care about you and the things that you're doing in life and who you are as a human being, but I'm not emotionally attached to your outcome. So I can be completely objective for you. When Tony says to me, Robin, I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z, I can actually sit here and go, huh, well, what do you think the outcome of that actually might be? Because mm-hmm. it might not, and you start rationalizing, well, yeah, because of this, I see, yeah, but you're focusing on what you're trying to achieve. I'm focusing on who you are right now and what your actions are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what a loving critic does. And so in these cases where law enforcement rolls in to investigate other law enforcement, there needs to be established for the integrity of the investigation, the case, and just justice for everyone involved, and also the public perception, because we rule our country and are who we are based on our trust in institutions, organizations. You need to ensure that it is objective for everyone involved. And so I think that's what they might have missed in this case, is that objectivity earlier on for the collection.
Do you think we're going to get a conviction here on this? And I don't even know what to say either way. I'm not saying that, like, let's get a conviction. I'm just wondering, I mean, this just seems like a case that's so convoluted with so many pieces that really do create reasonable doubt. And that's all they have to do. Mm-hmm. It's not up to Karen Reed's to prove that that she didn't do it. Right. She just needs to show, you know, what she was aware of, and that there's reasonable doubt that she did not do it. And whoever did do it, they don't have to do that. That's not their burden. But I don't know, we are just at the very beginning stage of this one. It's going to last several weeks, probably like 6 to 8 is what they're estimating. Right. At the end of the day, that what we know right now, do you think we're going to get a conviction here, or a hung jury, or just, you know, acquitted because of the sheer amount of reasonable doubt that's out there?
Yeah. Again, hard to predict because we only know what we know, yeah. not what the prosecutor knows, but I'm on the side of, it's tough on beyond reasonable doubt on this one, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And in any event, it's hard to see if by chance she is convicted, I don't see a harsh sentencing on it.
Yeah.
Because again, there's only the jury is going to be able to decide whether there's conviction or not, but the sentencing is going to be, it's hard to imagine, you know, just because there's, like you said, there's doubt everywhere in this case.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think any of it's intentional, really.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone was just too drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk. Bad things happened. Yeah.
And especially in a snowstorm, and especially, yes, you know, in situations like that. I mean, if she, it's very easy to understand how someone could hit somebody like that with, yep, snow banks all around. For anybody who's ever driven in snow areas or lived in snowy areas. Yeah. You're bumping into things, or you're, it sounds like you're hitting things, and it's just crunches of snow here and there. You don't always necessarily would realize it, especially if you're drunk, what exactly is going on. There's just so many questions, and this can be very interesting to watch it play, yeah, out.
And one of the other things that I think I saw, didn't she say when they first interviewed her or someone did, is like, I hit him. Oh my God, I hit him, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
and again, it's not that, and that's not even in those moments, it's not an admission of guilt. It's, mm-hmm, it's a worse fear scenario playing out in our mind.
Yeah. It's like, did I do that? Yeah.
Right. You know, so again, there's so much. I feel for everyone in this one. This is one of those ones that there's no good answers, and it's going to be rough no matter what.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.